Roger E. Mosley, actor known from Magnum P.I., T.C. on Magnum P.I., he passed away at age 83. We got the news today. Passed away age 83. I used to watch Magnum P.I. I remember my dad watched that show as well. Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I. He had that really hot red car. And here's a picture of Roger E. Mosley. He's the only African-American on the show. He also starred as blues folk legend Leadbelly and was a regular in blaxploitation films like The Mac, okay, with Max Julian, The Mac. Roger E. Mosley, who portrayed Theodore Calvin, better known as T.C., who was the helicopter pilot and buddy of Tom Selleck's character, Magnum, on all eight seasons of the original Magnum P.I. series. He passed away Sunday, August 7th, 2022. He was 83 years old. Now, Roger Mosley died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles of injuries incurred in a car accident in nearby Linwood 3 days earlier. His daughter, Cha told the Hollywood Reporter. On the big screen, Roger Mosley was at his most memorable as blues and folk singer Huddy Ledbetter in the movie The Midnight Special in the period piece Leadbelly from 1976. It was directed by Gordon Parks, the famed photographer Gordon Parks. Now, in his review of the movie, Roger Ebert, one half of the Siskel and Ebert movie critics duo, in his review, Roger Ebert wrote that Roger Mosley played the part with great strength and called the film one of the best biographies of a musician I've ever seen. One of the best biographies of a musician I've ever seen. Now, Roger Mosley also was a standout in blaxploitation films, playing the angry brother of the fresh out of prison Goldie, Max Julian, in the classic 1973 movie The Mac, and starring in the movie Hitman in 1972, Sweet Jesus Preacher Man 1973, never heard of that movie, and Darktown Strutters 1975, never heard of that either. Hitman, I remember from 1972. Also, I saw Hitman, I saw The Mac. I remember him as Sonny Liston in Muhammad Ali's movie about himself, The Greatest, from 1977. Muhammad Ali played himself. Roger Mosley portrayed Sonny Liston in that movie. I remember that, okay? He was in The Greatest, 1977. Roger Mosley, a sturdy 6'2" and 215 pounds in his prime, portrayed Sonny Liston and got whooped by Muhammad Ali. Now, the likable character of TC appeared in 158 of the 162 episodes of the CBS TV show Magnum P.I., created by Donald Belisario and Glenn A. Larson. TC was a buddy of Tom Selleck's Thomas Magnum character from their days in Vietnam. His character owned a helicopter charter company in Oahu called Island Hoppers in Hawaii, which came in handy on the series that aired from December 1980 through May of 1988. According to Roger Mosley, Gerald McRaney was all set to play the character of TC before the producers realized they needed a person of color in the main cast. How long did it take them to realize that the cast was all white? They needed the person of color. Now, Tom Selleck thought of Roger Mosley from a prison film they had done together in 1973's Terminal Island and suggested Roger Mosley for the part. So this is how Roger Mosley gets the part of TC. Okay. Now, the Los Angeles native was busy making movies at the time and did not want a job on a television show, but his agent talked him into at least doing the Magnum pilot. It's nothing like a steady paycheck. Okay. It's nothing like a steady paycheck. And this ended up being an 8-year gig for him. Okay. A steady paycheck for 8 years. Okay. It's nothing like a steady paycheck. Now, as Roger Mosley remembered it, his agent told him, "It's starring this guy, Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck has made about 5 pilot shows and none of them has sold. So here's what you do, Roger. Sign up for the show. Go to Hawaii. They'll treat you good for the 20 days it will take to shoot the pilot. You'll get a lot of money and then come home. You'll get a lot of money, then come home. A show with Tom Selleck always fails and you'll be fine." Okay. Well, 8.5 years later, the show lasted for 8 years. Now, Roger Mosley in real life was a licensed private helicopter pilot, something the producers discovered after he was hired, he said, but not allowed to fly on the series. Now, at the start of the series, the writers had TC as the owner of a struggling helicopter business. But Roger Mosley refused to, quote, be the only black person in Hawaii and be broke. Roger Mosley refused to be the only black person in Hawaii and be broke. So he said, quote, and they reversed. They decided Tom Selleck would be broke and I would be financially well off, except I was always bailing him out. Now, Roger Mosley also made his character a graduate of Grambling State University, an HBCU, a lover of books and poetry, and a guy who did not party, okay? He wanted his character to be non-stereotypical. He said, the Magnum writers, kept writing for me to smoke and drink, but I would not do it. He said in a 1982 interview in Ebony Magazine, he said, "I never get high, smoke or drink on the show or in real life. That's not what I want black kids to see." Okay. So here we have, once again, these white writers writing stereotypical roles for African Americans to reinforce these negative stereotypes. They wanted TC's character to be broke. They wanted him to be drinking. They wanted him to get high. To reinforce these negative stereotypes, Roger E. Mosley was strong enough, not just physically, but mentally, as well as had the integrity to put his foot down and say, "I'm not going to project these negative stereotypical images that you want me to do." He had the integrity to stand up and say, "I don't want these negative images that these white writers want to project to African-American children and project of African-Americans. I don't want to participate in that." Okay. He said, "I never get high, smoke or drink on the show or in real life. That's not what I want black kids to see." Now, Roger Earl Mosley, was born December 18th, 1938. He was raised by his mother, Eloise, in the Imperial Courts Project in Watts. He was a wrestler in high school and a swimming coach in the neighborhood, okay? He was also on the TV show Hanging with Mr. Cooper, okay? Also with Mark Curry, you remember him? He was in the first season of Hanging with Mr. Cooper as well. He was a coach on there, basketball coach, and I think he taught wrestling as well. Now, as recounted in a 1976 story for People magazine, Roger Mosley was studying acting under Raymond St. Jacques at the Mafundi Institute, a community art school in Watts, when a director from Universal Studios came to lecture the students on self-sacrifice and said, "I know actors who had to eat ketchup sandwiches. I know actors who had to eat ketchup sandwiches. Now, Roger E. Mosley got up and shouted, "You have the audacity to tell us to eat ketchup sandwiches for our art. I know people who are eating ketchup sandwiches to survive. We need somebody to give us a break. We need somebody to give us a break." The director invited Roger Mosley to visit the studio the next week. Now, Roger Mosley made one of his first on-screen appearances in 1971 on an episode of the CBS TV show Cannon, then had small roles in the New Centurions, 1972, and Hickey and Boggs, 1972 as well. He later worked with John Wayne in McQ in 1974, and with James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson and Lou Gossett Jr. in the 1976 movie Niger, The River Niger, 1976, and as a football player, Puttin Patterson Sr. in the 1977 semi-tough movie starring Burt Reynolds. Now, after Magnum P.I., he starred opposite Nell Carter. Remember Nell Carter from Give Me a Break. And she was also on the TV show Hanging with Mr. Cooper. She was the principal on Hanging with Mr. Cooper for a couple of seasons, two or three seasons. Post Magnum P.I., he starred opposite Nell Carter on the CBS sitcom You Take the Kids and also as Coach Ricketts on ABC's Hanging with Mr. Cooper with Mark Curry. And also remember the guy who played Julian on A Different World, Dominique Hoffman, I think is his name. He also played the assistant principal on about one season of Hanging with Mr. Cooper as well. And Roger Mosley also played as Milt Johnson on Showtime's Rude Awakening. He also appeared in the movies Heart Condition in 1990, Unlawful Entry 1992, Pentathlon 1994, and a thin line between Love and Hate 1996. Remember with Martin Lawrence and Lynn Whitfield. Lynn Whitfield, I think it is. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Now, survivors also include his wife, Antoinette Tony. They were together for nearly 60 years. Son Brandon, grandson Austin, and Rashawn among his many nieces and nephews. His daughter Cha wrote on Facebook, "We could never mourn such an amazing man. He would hate any crying done in his name. It is time to celebrate the legacy he left for us all. I love you, Daddy. You love me too. My heart is heavy, but I am strong. I would care for Mommy, your love of almost 60 years. You raised me well, and she is in good hands. Rest easy." Okay, so check out this piece here from The Hollywood Reporter. BlackAmericaWeb.com also has an article that came out later today on the death of Roger E. Mosley, actor on Magnum P.I., passed away at age 83. So he'll definitely be missed. Hotep, everybody. Hey, this is Michael M. Hotep, founder of the African History Network, host of the African History Network show. I'm a talk show host, researcher, lecturer, writer, and historian. And I want to give a special shout out to everybody who has attended the 11th annual Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Education Expo. I just want to take a few minutes, and we had a great presentation that I did on Saturday. So I teach two online history classes, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. On Saturday, the class that I teach, normally 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is called Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, Understanding the Transatlantic Slave Trade, What They Didn't Teach You in School. And this is normally a 10-week online class. We deal with thousands of years of history and what leads up to the transatlantic slave trade taking place. We can't start studying our history and slavery. Even when we study the transatlantic slave trade, which is important to study, we can't start in 1619 or in the 1440s with the Portuguese, when the Portuguese get involved in the transatlantic slave trade. We have to understand the history chronologically and deal with the 800-year occupation of Europe by the Africans known as the Moors, who enter into the Iberian Peninsula, today known as Spain and Portugal, from North Africa in 711 AD. When we discuss the transatlantic slave trade, we have to first understand that African people are the original people of North, Central, and South America and have been in the land we call the United States at least 51,700 years. Now, the second class I teach is on Sundays, normally 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called From the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement and Black Power, 1865 to 1968. Now, these classes are normally $130. They're on sale right now, $60. We do the sessions live. All the sessions are archived and recorded, so you can go back and watch it anytime. So a year from now, 2 years from now, you can go back and watch the entire class. With both of these classes, I would say the content is PG-13, so you can use this with your children as well if you want to. Also, you can advertise with the African History Network. We have 3 new advertising packages. Our current promotion is buy 1 month, get 1 month free. We have 1 million followers at our Facebook fan page, the African History Network. And with our platinum package, we'll take out ads on our Facebook fan page for you as well to help maximize your advertising campaign. And we take your 30-second to 60-second commercial, we put it into the rebroadcast of our shows, and also into the audio podcast of our shows as well. We only have 20 advertising slots because we have a finite amount of advertising space. Email us at ahnshow@theafricanhistorynetwork.com, ahnshow@theafricanhistorynetwork.com, or call us 313-462-0003. All right, right now it's Correct Wrong Behavior. It's not over till we win. Wakanda forever, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.